Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll free. Coast to coast. Good to have you with me, and it's good to have Rob Jollis with us, too. Robert L. Jollis is the president of Jollis & Associates, which is an independent training and consulting firm. He and I share a background, having both worked for Xerox in a former life, mine a couple of lives farther back than his. He's also the author of a book that's been published all around the world. Literally, folks, this book's been published in English and, I don't know, something under 20 languages around the country. He's the author of Customer-Centered Selling. That's the book I'm talking about, 8 Steps to Success from the World's Best Salesforce. Rob Jollis, welcome back.
Hello, Zeroid. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Zeroid. Yourself? Rob, I know that you're a public speaker. You do a lot of training. You do a lot of keynotes. And I know that there are people out there who are interested in that industry. They see other people. They see people like you and me doing this sort of thing, doing the training, doing the keynotes. They think it's cool. They think it's, you know, must be a great life. And maybe they even think that they'd like to have a piece of that action themselves. And I don't know anybody who can give those guys a little bit of a perspective, maybe a little bit of a wake-up call about that than you can.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was actually talking to my children the other day, and I started adding up the years, and I think I'm 23 years now on the road conducting seminars. So the years are building up, and it's actually really fascinating to watch the industry change, because I think everything was fairly stable, and then, of course, 9/11 hit, and for all the public speakers to be tied to the travel industry, they all took a shot and stepped backwards a little bit. Mm-hmm. The industry's coming back, but it's changing. I work with a number of speakers bureaus that book me out on particular keynotes, for instance, and I'll leave the name out, but I think it's either the second largest in the country or the first largest in the country. Their business was down almost 80% last year.
Wow.
Think about that just for a moment. And it's really because the tastes of the clients are changing. There was a time, particularly for me, where we all got kind of fat and happy, going to Marco Island and beautiful places around the country, and particularly in the financial industry, and meeting with clients who would come in to listen to a couple product managers, play a little bit of golf, eat some nice meals, and, oh, listen to a couple of professional speakers.
Mm-hmm.
That industry is gone. It might be coming back slowly, but that's where the speakers bureaus are struggling a little bit. Mm-hmm. The world really doesn't necessarily want a one-hour speaker anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The motivation is not motivate our employees. It's try and keep us from having to downsize our company anymore. Mm-hmm. What can you teach us? And it's really difficult, Jim, to teach in an hour. It's fun to entertain.
Right.
I've lost speaking gigs, and I'm not embarrassed to say it, to magicians in the past.
As long as it wasn't a dog or a pony.
Right. But, you know, I've lost them to, you know, people who've climbed Mount Everest.
Mm-hmm.
Sales organizations are now not really interested in the magician as much, and no offense to the magician, but now they're saying, okay, teach our people, don't necessarily come in and entertain our people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cultural shift that any good sales trainer should welcome.
Well, exactly, especially if you've got some critical mass, but there is a whole genre of speaker out there who can motivate you, who can entertain you, and these are business speakers,
right?
But who can't necessarily, who don't have the content,
right? Well, you know, I'm a guy who doesn't like to just say, and that's the problem. Even for those people, if they were sitting in front of me right now, I'd say, listen, keep your keynotes, because someday the keynotes are creeping back,
right?
And what a good keynote is, and this is no offense, because I would call this of my own one-hour sessions. A good keynote is an infomercial, if it's done right. And an infomercial says, boy, that was fascinating and really interesting. Want to hear more? Want to actually learn the process?
Mm-hmm.
Then we sign up for this level. what I would tell that same keynote speaker is, my friend, whatever you're talking about, you have to build a program around it. You can't survive on one-hour talks. Mm-hmm. It has to take us to another level. If you want to inspire us about change, that's wonderful. Now put together some small group exercises, some more documentation, do some writing, and create a half-day and even a full-day program on change. And then you've got yourself, you're back in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the, do you meet people who, like folks who might be in the audience right now, do you run into people who talk to you about getting into this industry, about becoming a public speaker? Do you run into folks like that?
Oh, I run into them all the time, and you have to remember I also have another book out on public speaking, so I hear from them probably on a weekly basis.
When am I going to get my copy of that, by the way?
Well, that we'll have to take care of off the air. But in any case, a lot of people really are watching this industry, and a lot of them are just like you and me. I can only speak for myself, but a frustrated actor, a person who likes to perform, mm-hmm. likes to entertain, gets a thrill out of standing in front of a room and moving that room and inspiring that room, and it's a wonderful career path. The only thing the first thing I would tell somebody is, okay, we can teach you the delivery skills. You need to be a subject matter expert on something. Pick your topic.
Yeah.
That means do a little research. Go out, put together a book the way you have, and get yourself known a little bit. Build a process of some sort, and then welcome aboard.
You know, I did some sales training, and for a bank, an independent community bank, and the president was a friend of mine, and his son was just getting out of college, mm-hmm. and he attended, and my friend told me later that his son said, "Man, what a great way to make a living! That's what I want to do." He couldn't get over it. He said it. He told his dad that it looked like I hardly did anything. You know, I didn't have to work very hard. I just showed up for a couple of hours and picked up a check and went home.
If you're doing it for that particular day. Yes.
And his dad said, "Well, son, let me tell you something. You don't know how many decades he's been in the marketplace to learn how to say those, to learn what to say, and you don't know how much prep time he put into being here to do that job, to make it look effortless."
Yeah.
And when he went home, if nobody called him tomorrow, he's unemployed.
Yeah.
And he said his son's eyes got real big when he told him that. Stand by, Rob. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about in a little bit in a minute. We're going to talk about how far away you are from a public speaking career. You may be closer than you think. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. You'll be one of thousands who have subscribed to my newsletter, and I want to thank all of you thousands who have done that and who continue to read it. And I know you like it because sometimes you change your email address and you email me and say, "Jim, please make sure you send my newsletter to the new address." And I appreciate that very much. That tells me that you're interested in it. And by the way, the article this week, the primary article, is about how to get a loan from the bank. And a lot of interest in that. And I actually had so much to say about that, I broke it up into 2 weeks. So there's going to be a two-article series, one this week and one next week, on that topic. So check it out. If you subscribe this week, you'll get the first article. Rob Jolis is our guest. His book is called Customer-Centered Selling. And the book is available wherever books are sold, Rob, as well as at your website.
That's correct, www.jolles.com.
Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. Lots of other stuff, too, right? Articles and things?
Yep, all sorts of things, including something that we've been experimenting with, which is called a web-based simulator, which is something that for people who take programs with us can go through and actually apply the selling skills to a scenario and attempt to sell on the site. It's kind of a new tool.
Are you finding that more speakers are feeling the need to do what you're doing, which is to, I call it adding value to have follow-up features and benefits to the relationship you have with your speaking clients, as opposed to just showing up and you know, and dropping your pearls of wisdom on them and taking your check and leaving.
Oh yeah, and actually, there's even a lot more people that are looking at this industry and saying, you know what, Rob, I'm not positive I want to do this for a living, but I sure know that I want to do it as a prospecting tool. And when I get clients in the room, and in this business, we refer to that as populating a room, which is the most difficult aspect of the career. When you populate a room, when you get your materials out, when you're getting the word out, and you're networking, and you've cried and bled and sweat to get these people in the room, you don't want to stand up in front of that audience and lay an egg, so to speak. You've got to be ready to go. You know, that's showtime. I actually have one sign up in my room here, and it relates to something you said. You had said, you know, how this friend of yours looked at you and said, that's what I want to do. That's one of the best compliments you can get, and it should appear effortless. There's only one thing, if you get close to me, you'll notice, and that is a intense sweat. You know? My wife gives me a hard time about it because the sign that I have up my office says, if you finished a presentation and you haven't sweat, you're an amateur.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I actually want my audience to see the fact that this guy's up there working. I have no problem. I don't want them to sweat. I want that room nice and cool.
Right.
But if I'm moving hard, I'll be sweating.
Rob, let's talk about people who might be interested in this, in going into the public speaking business. And what I say is you may be closer to this than you think. You've been in the marketplace for a while. You've learned some things. You've got some opinions. You believe you know what works and what doesn't work. And you've sold. You've gone out into the marketplace with your kit bag and your products and you've brought back the bacon and so you're used to dealing with people, to talking with people. You're used to coming across to people. You may be closer than you think.
Well, yeah, it's all a question of marketing at this point. I have a couple ideas for you, and I'll move through them rather quickly if you'd like.
Yeah, we've got to go about 2 minutes.
Okay, first of all, you've got to, number one, got to write. You're going to have to write. There's a book called How to Write, Robert Nager. But find yourself something and write. Doesn't have to be the great American novel. Can be under 100 pages. But write it, and if you'd like, publish it yourself. Doesn't even matter. Just get something
right
out there there's a document in your client's hand that says, this guy knows what he's talking about. The second thing I would do is hook up with the speakers bureaus. They're going to require you to put together a tape. That's fine. But you have to remember the speakers bureaus are, if you can work out a deal, are marketing you at no charge to you. They're looking for seminars for you. They're going to put a fee on top of it, take a percentage.
Right.
But something is better than nothing. And the third thing, most important, is have others prospect for you. And, Jim, I'm not just referring to people who are networking for you. I'm saying you're going to be a specialist in an industry. Attach yourself to that industry. Find companies that are quote-unquote, offering value-added options to their clients and tell them, I'm a walking value-added option. If your specialty is customer service, then get in there. Find yourself a company that markets to, for instance, the banks. That's someplace that I do a lot of work with. And tell them, listen, I'd be happy to offer you my services towards the banks as a value-added opportunity working for you. And all of a sudden, you have an entire workforce marketing you to their clients.
You become a product for them, actually.
And exactly.
And the thing is, Robert, I've seen people who spent 20, 30 years in an industry just as journeywomen, small business owners, and never thought about public speaking. They sold their business, and all of a sudden they found out that they knew stuff that other people in their industry didn't know, and they actually made a career out of speaking to their industry.
I'm 10 years in business now, Jim. This is not something I'm proud of. 10 years, and I still do not have a brochure on my business, a marketing brochure. When you speak well, that's your marketing brochure.
Right.
Because if you speak in front of 100 people and it's the best thing they ever saw, tell me how is it that not one of them would want to turn you to another client?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. Rob Jolles, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.jolles.com.
The book is Customer-Centered Selling. And tell us the name of the other book, quickly.
Oh, the other book, which relates to our topic today
quickly,
a little bit, is How to Run Seminars and Workshops, published by John Wiley & Sons.
He'll be back. quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.